Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there. And I will give you the tables of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders, he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again. For Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has dispute may go with them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. revolt and the princes plot together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their yoke, they say. Let us cast off their bonds from us. He whose throne is in heaven is laughing. The Lord has them in derision. And he speaks to them in his wrath, and his rage fills them with terror. I myself have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Let me announce the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. This day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall crush them with an iron rod, and shatter them like a piece of pottery. And now you kings, be wise. Trembling bow before him, lest he be angry and you perish, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are they all who take refuge in him. A
reading from the second letter of Peter. We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came from human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
6 days after Peter had acknowledged Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with them. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the problems of getting older, one of the many problems actually, is repeating oneself. But of course, none of you know nothing of that problem. I may have told you this story before, but I'm not aware of it. 2 men, a Roman Catholic and a Jew, are sipping their favorite beverages in a local bar and talking about the hierarchies in their religions. The Jew doesn't have much in his structure to compare with the Catholics, but he's fascinated with theirs. So he says, "You have lay people, and then acolytes, and then subdeacons, right? Then what?" "Well, then we ordain people deacons." "Then what?" "Then a person is ordained priest." "And then?" "Well, if he does really well, he might become a bishop." "And then?" "A really good bishop might be appointed to be an archbishop." "Is there something above that?" "Yes, he might become a cardinal." "Is there a higher rank?" "Oh yes, indeed, he might even get elected pope." "And the next step?" "Well, what do you expect?" said the Catholic exasperatedly. "Jesus Christ?" "Well," said the Jew, "one of our boys made it." St. Matthew, a good, upstanding Jew, wrote his gospel primarily to the Jewish people. And he wanted to make sure that they understood that one of their boys made it. During the season of Epiphany, we have the showing forth, the revealing of the man from Nazareth as Messiah. It begins with Jesus' public ministry with his baptism in the River Jordan. And the skies open, and a voice from heaven is heard, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And then on this last Sunday of Epiphany on the Mountain of Transfiguration, once again, we hear a voice from heaven. "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." You know the story. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up on the mountain, and they are witnesses of his transfiguration. His face shone like the sun. Isn't it interesting that he chose those three to show his true self? They were uncouth, uneducated fishermen. Why them? Well, maybe, just maybe, it was because Jesus knew that what really counts in life is not how much you know or how much you have, but how much you really love that counts. These three loved him enough to give up everything and follow Jesus. And that's what counted. It's really how much you love that really counts in life. Now, those of you who are liturgically aware, and I know that's all of you, have noticed that I'm using a new and different blessing at the end of the Eucharist. I first heard it when it was used by our bishop at the end of the diocesan convention's closing Eucharist. And in it, we ask for the grace to remember that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth and too small for anything but love. How much do we love? Who do we love? Why do we love? Important questions. And how we answer them will tell the tale of our lives. One of my favorite hymns, and I suspect yours as well, is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And there's that wonderful verse in it. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. Stop and think about it. Does his glory transfigure you and me? Are we changed because of him? Do we believe our lives are different because of Jesus? Do we act like we have been transfigured by Christ? One of my favorite writers, Marcus Borg, in his book, Meeting Jesus Again for the First Time, isn't that a great title? Meeting Jesus Again for the First Time, wrote of having what he called a transformist understanding of the Christian life. It's a vision of the Christian life as a journey of transformation. It leads from life under the lordship of culture to the life of companionship with God. Borg makes the point that it is an image of the Christian life not primarily as believing or being good, but as a relationship with God. That relationship does not leave us unchanged, but it transforms us more and more into compassionate beings, into the likeness of Christ. Beholding the Spirit, we are changed. We are changed into the likeness of Christ. The season of Lent begins this Wednesday. And Lent, of course, is a time of introspection. It's a time of spiritual examination. It's a time of asking the important questions about our souls. And none is more important than the one posed by this morning's gospel story of the Transfiguration. Have we been changed by Christ? Amen.
of your bulletin. We believe in one Lord,
Father the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, but one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified on the cross of Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Church of God, that it may be filled with truth and love and be found without fault at the day of your coming, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, for George, our own bishop, for all bishops and other ministers, for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease and that all may be one as you and the Father are one, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, especially Donald, our president, Bill and Nathan, our governors, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, for those who are present, and for those who are absent, that we may be delivered from hardness of heart and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those on our prayer list, Margaret,
King, Steve, Cole, J.R., Janet, John, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jenny, Mariah, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Karina, Regina, Irene, Jean, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura,
for all who have commended themselves to our prayers, for our families, friends, and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, they may live in joy, peace, and health, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the communion of your church, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints, we may have rest in the place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Allison Campbell Graham and Brad Thomas. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our Lord, our God, to you,
Lord, our God.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. Two announcements for you this morning, at least that I have. You may have others. Remember that Lent begins this Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is March the 1st. And we will have two services here at the church, one at noon and one at 6 p.m., Eucharist and Imposition of Ashes. And the other announcement concerns the Lenten program, which begins the following Tuesday. And we have a flyer in the bulletin to tell you all about it, and we hope that you'll participate. Are there any other announcements? Yes.
I would like for anyone who is a member of our wellness committee, or anyone who would like to become a member of our wellness committee, to please meet in the wellness center after the service.
Thank you, Courtney. Yes.
Also, because Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, it's bad news. The good news is that means this Tuesday is Shrove Tuesday. So we get a chance to gather together, eat lots of pancakes, drink some wine, and celebrate before we have to take on the burden. We still have opportunities for everybody to participate, either by cooking, decorating the parish hall, or staying after to clean up. So if you feel called to do any one of those tasks, please let me know.
And what time does it begin?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
We will eat at 6 o'clock, which means if you're cooking, you need to be here much earlier.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, and offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you've caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May God grant you the grace never to sell yourself short, grace to risk something big for something good, grace to remember that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth and too small for anything but love. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you, inspire you, and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God.